This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Air Force released video, it said, showing an airdrop aid over Gaza on Wednesday from two planes. More humanitarian aid was being airdropped by multiple countries into Gaza during the first couple days of Ramadan, when Muslims around the world fast during the day. The Israeli offensive in Gaza has displaced most of Gaza's 2.3 million people and led to critical shortages of food, water, and medicine. The United Nations estimates about a quarter of the population risks starvation, and the trickle of aid is barely scratching the surface of daily needs. A senior EU official is highlighting similarities in the Ukraine, Russia, and Israel-Gaza conflicts while saying starvation in Gaza is man-made. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Cyprus is foreign.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin told the West on Wednesday Russia was technically ready for nuclear war and that if the U.S. sent troops to Ukraine, it would be considered a significant escalation of the conflict. Putin, speaking days ahead of an election which is certain to give him another 6 years in power, added the nuclear war scenario was not quote-unquote rushing, and he had saw no need for the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine so far. Quote, from a military technical point of view, we are of course ready, Putin told Rosia One television and news agency RIA when asked whether Russia was really ready for nuclear war. Washington said the latest threats of nuclear capacity coming from Putin were unacceptable. This is VOA News. Haiti's capital was calm on Wednesday for the second day following the prime minister's announcement he would step down, with political leaders in the Americas pushing for swift follow-on action to ensure a longer-term return to stability. Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry said on Monday he would resign from his post once a transitional council can take over, following escalating violence by powerful gangs that have led thousands to flee their homes. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters in Washington he expects the transitional council to come together in the next couple of days. Parts of Africa's richest city have been without water or experiencing severe water shortages for nearly 2 weeks, Kate Bartlett reports.
Residents of South Africa's business hub, Johannesburg, are voicing anger over water shortages that have hit the city in the middle of a summer heat wave. Officials said some 50% of Johannesburg water's supply area has been affected by the shortages that have lasted nearly 2 weeks. Johannesburg has a population of almost 6 million people. There have been small protests by residents over the shortages. Businesses have been hit hard, and several hospitals also have been affected. Nurses at one medical center told local media that they were not able to wash their hands. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo doubled down on Wednesday on her summer aquatic adventure. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo says she will definitely be swimming in the River Seine this summer ahead of the Olympics. And she's even invited President Emmanuel Macron to join her. He's also promised he would take a dip. Paris has been working hard on cleaning up the Seine to make it swimmable again, as it was the case during the 1900s Paris Olympics. But a sewer problem last summer led to the cancellation of a pre-Olympic swimming event. Currently, the Seine is suitable for bathing 2 days out of three on average in the summer.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. The U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a bill on Wednesday that would give TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance about 6 months to sell the U.S. assets of the short video app or face a ban. The bill passed 352-65 with bipartisan support, but it faces a more uncertain path in the Senate, where some favor a different approach to regulating foreign-owned apps posing security concerns. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the Senate will review the legislation. The fate of TikTok, used by about 170 million Americans, has become a major issue in Washington. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.